This is Blush, the podcast where things get steamy, a little unhinged, and absolutely never boring. Today, your favorite chaos duo, Kelly and Brandon, are serving up a cocktail-fueled deep dive with the dangerously talented author, Lo Gold, queen of dark romance, character chaos, and plot twists that emotionally wreck you in the best way possible. We're talking tortured lovers, hockey hunks, trauma arcs that actually make sense, and yes, why summer cocktails are basically self-care. There are games, there are spicy takes, there are confessions you probably shouldn't hear, but will anyway. Also, someone definitely overshares again. So pour something strong, put a finger up if you've ever fallen for a fictional villain, and get ready to laugh, blush, and maybe cry a little. This is Blush.
Brandon.
That sounds like I just gave you a very interesting vibrated orgasm.
I know. I'm trying to think, like,
I don't, you know, like, I have it in my head, but it's a whole, like,
oh, raise up,
you know, like that.
What?
Kelly, we are bringing Kelly in tonight. Praise Kelly.
Yes, praise Brandon.
Praise Brandon.
Let's start.
Let's go.
Okay.
Get the tambourine.
We got it, yeah.
God, we're gonna get canceled. So
I know, I know, it's terrible.
Oh,
okay.
Hi,
hi.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm great. How are you?
I'm starting my sips.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's summertime. So we asked people to send us some of their favorite summertime cocktails. Penny and I did this last summer, and it was super fun. So, Brandon, you picked one of your own, and what is it?
So I have a thing for mango Mai Tais. They are amazing. So that's what mine is. It's a mango Mai Tai, and exceptionally strong tonight. Normally, they're not this strong. But I love orange pineapple, orange pineapple juice. And so it's just, like, the perfect just, it's amazing, and I love it. So
I was, I was going to do the same thing. And then I was like, you know what? We have a decent amount of cocktails, so I might as well just do a different one. And I kind of sort of made my own, but our friend Jessica Lee, she suggested a non-alcoholic beverage, and then I added booze to it.
That's my girl.
Yeah. So she called it a mermaid water, I think. And it is coconut water, sparkling lime water, splash of lime, and a little sprinkle of sea salt. And then I added some blue curacao, so just a little bit, so it looks nice and pretty.
Yeah.
And a bunch of vodka.
And of course.
Yeah. Well, I was like, vodka or tequila could go either way, but I did it with the vodka. And it's I made a whole pitcher.
That a girl?
Yeah. It's really good. It tastes like drinking the ocean, but in a good way. Not
have you had the ocean, like,
right? I know, because I was like, when I first was like, oh, it's like the ocean, and then I'm like, no, it's not gross. It's just because that little bit of salt in there makes you think of like the ocean. But it's also like none of the flavors are overpowering. It's just a nice, like, tropical, refreshing. Like it would be awesome just as the regular, like, you know, fancy water, but with the booze, it's even better.
All that makes me think of is fish pee in the water all the time.
Moana.
Yeah. Yep. But anyway, this is, it does not taste like fish pee. I don't know what fish pee tastes like.
I don't either. I don't want to know.
It doesn't taste like any kind of pee.
That's
but
good.
But it's good with, like, that little bit of lime in there. And then the coconut water is just like a smooth, sort of sweet water, but it's not too sweet.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So, sip, spit, guzzle.
Oh, sip or swallow, or wait, spit or swallow is what we use.
Spit, swallow, or guzzle.
Spit, swallow, or guzzle. Oh. It's definitely a swallow. I don't know if I would guzzle it because I don't know. For whatever reason, I mean, it basically just tastes like fancy water. Mm-hmm. I know there's booze in it. Maybe that's why I'm like,
Well, you put the booze in it, so yeah.
I know how much booze I put in it. But it's weird. It's weird because you can't really taste it. And usually I can. So I'm like, I put a lot of booze in there. Like, it's equal parts.
Oh, shit.
The lime sparkling water, coconut water, and then the same amount of vodka. And blue curacao, which has like 0.5%, but whatever. So I was expecting it to be like tasting like vodka. It doesn't at all.
Right.
It's just...
Hmm.
So I'm a little bit leery about guzzling.
Yeah, fair. That's fair.
Yeah. What about you?
Mine is definitely a sip and swallow a couple of times. Guzzle, maybe not, because it is stronger than usual. Normally, mm-hmm. I can go through these pretty quickly, but mm-hmm. knowing what I know about myself and the fact that I just ate for the first time today,
yeah.
I'd probably just keep swallowing mm-hmm. over and over again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing sometimes, but not right now.
As long as it's being reciprocated
yeah.
to some extent.
Exactly. Okay, so Brandon's back with me. Hooray. And we're going to talk with Lo Gold in a little bit, which is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. She's super fun. I'm really excited to talk to her. It'll be fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hello. I'm coming to you with my Midnight Kelly voice. Per requested by Lo Gold. She's with us for an interview. She is an author of several books, and we're going to talk to her about all the things, and it's going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Be a good girl and listen up.
Oh, Kelly. Kelly's just checkboxing all of my buttons
all of
here.
Her things. Okay, so Lo, do you have your beverage with you?
I do. I have Topo Chico Pineapple Hard Seltzer.
Mmm.
That sounds good.
It does sound good. Nice and summery for summertime.
Right. Yeah.
What, I usually have the like High Noon seltzers. How does, mm-hmm. how does the Topo Chico taste?
So this is my first time having it. And oh. It's real delightful. Would recommend.
Nice. Hmm. Is it like... you know how like some seltzers are just like, I said this with Cole, when I talked to him, how it's like fruit salad burped into a cup. Like, it's just like,
like it's too sweet. It's like, fake.
It's like too sweet and it's like fake tasting, but also like you can barely taste the flavor at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's just sugar.
Yeah. How is that one?
No. This one's good. It's like mild. Like, it's kind of like if you just have like sparkling water.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but there's alcohol in it.
That's nice. That's like the High Noon. Like, I like High Noons because of that. Yeah.
I got one of those, like, truly, what do they call them? It was, like, truly, but it was, like, a 8.5%. So you would do, like, one of them, and you were set. Wow. I forget what they call them, but I would highly recommend those. Those
like
are real
extra
good.
True or something? Truly extra. That's.
I forget what it was. Yeah, but it was, like, truly intense. And so it was, like, you just needed one.
That's awesome.
Huh.
I haven't seen those around. Hard. I'll have to look. Oh, anyway, let's cheers, everybody. Yay, cheers.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Okay. All right, Lo, you ready to get into some questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so to start, tell us a little bit about Devil in Disguise, and then there's a sequel to it, correct?
There is.
Yes.
So Devil in Disguise is just a little novella.
Oh, fun.
Okay.
And so the second one is full length, and then there will be a third one. Currently getting done that'll also be full length.
Ooh.
Are you doing audiobooks for the other two as well?
So I recently got an agent.
Ooh.
And so like it's that weird, like I did the audiobook for the first one just by myself, like don't know what I was doing, just like, yeah, sure, figure this out. And now my agent's like, well, maybe we'll like look into deals, but also they are dark. Let's mm-hmm. go with. And yeah. so, like, those are sometimes harder to market for audiobooks, so.
What?
Apparently.
No. Like, maybe your agent doesn't know the right people, because I'll tell you what. That's like,
all I narrate.
Right. That's, like, all Brandon does. And I do prepping and proofing for audiobooks, and it's, like, that's all the books that I do, too.
Right.
Apparently, it's the non-con and the dub-con that are very.
Girl, if you knew that's some so of the books that I've been working on.
Yeah,
they're intense. I mean, your books are intense too, but like, yeah. these are like, Yeah.
So you can
you got find suggestions. You just let me know.
Look at Dark Star Romance because I do the prepping and proofing there.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of amazing narrators like Brandon who are on the roster there. So
Yeah. Because for my first one, I just did ACX and it's fine, but I didn't know what I was doing, right? Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you don't know. And with your first one, I mean, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And I tried to market it myself, but it's mm-hmm. that weird, I don't really know how to market an audiobook, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a weird, but you know what? I did it and it made it accessible to people, and that's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was, pretty hugely successful, just the book in general. So that's awesome.
I was I'm still so surprised that on the Laugh Your Kindle Day, mm-hmm. I think it was 30,000 downloads. And I was
wow.
Right? I was
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
I was
amazing.
There can't be that many people that want to read this one. Are you guys sure?
So just in case there is a person out there who hasn't read this book yet, can you give a little synopsis of maybe the entire series?
Sure.
And then also, I know you're doing a hockey book and I'm real excited about that. So
I am.
A little teaser for the hockey book too. I would be real happy.
Well, yeah. I got you. So Devil in Disguise was my first one. It's just a short little novella about a woman who is kind of feeling stuck a little bit in her life and doesn't know exactly where to go. And she starts getting stalked by a masked man, and it's so hard to not give away the twists in that book, but basically nothing is what it seems, and so it kind of spirals from that into a series of events in the second one, in which basically, the main character from the first one, his best friend becomes involved. Mm-hmm. And he is kind of feeling stuck between two different women, but they're best friends. Ooh. And so you get the perspective of one girl being her best friend is missing. And also she started dating this new guy. And the guy who knows exactly where her best friend is. and then my third one will kind of be tying up all the weird, twisty, loose ends. Everyone will get an ending, but I do keep teasing everyone that the third one starts with a main character's death.
Ooh.
Oh. And so then it's going to work backwards of sort of detective trying to piece together what happens when
one of the main characters
dies. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I do really I know I asked you to talk about the hockey book, but I do really like with Devil in Disguise, that dude is not a good dude at all, but I love him.
I love him.
And I like how it starts out just like no holds barred. This dude's all kinds of not okay. And it's great.
Yeah. Same.
Mm-hmm. I originally wrote it that he kills off the female main character. At the end, he just murders her. And some people had grown attached to her, my alpha readers. And they were like, wait, you can't kill her. We like her. And I was like, I don't know. I think I'm going to kill her. And they were like, I think you should keep her. So I actually had to rewrite it and make it so that she got to survive.
Well, she has all your ARC readers to thank for her life. I love those types of endings. That's great.
I know. And so many readers are like, we love Luke. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, I do, but I'm very excited to get back to writing more Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Book three is all him.
Nice. Oh, so he does get to kill somebody then, because he kills.
Lots of people.
Yeah, but the main character, right? So
I won't say who kills her.
Okay.
You gotta read it. Okay. Well, I have to write it, and then you have to read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. Totally fair.
So she dies. Yeah, that's right. Okay. But it's not necessarily him who kills her. Oh. A little twisted and diabolical.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It's my vibe.
Yeah. Okay. Now I want to hear about this hockey book.
So after writing Devil Within, I needed just a break to give my mind some time to decompress with where I was going next. And I was like, I have no, and I don't mean this in a mean way. I have so much respect for hockey romance authors, but I have never read one that like didn't make me like gag a little bit at some point. With the like every other time they like mention Sinbin every single chapter.
Oh my god. Right? Don't get me started like, on that.
She's
bullshit.
Such a puck bunny and it's so cute. It's not cute. You're basically calling her a whore.
Mm-hmm.
No. Or the like silly, my least favorite one is when they're texting from the bench. And I'm like, what? Like through the gloves?
Also, who's got your fucking phone on the bench? Like, no.
Well, and where are you keeping it? Hockey pants in your pockets. Like you're just putting it in your jock.
Yeah. Like, just shove it under your shoulder pads right here. Right. Just... And then you use your giant gloves to like get it out.
Right.
And then every text you send would be like, right?
See? But then you'd end up in the sin bin, but it would be kind of hot.
Oh my god. There
like
was
sinning.
Penny and I read this book.
And she was like in love with it. And I was just like, this fucking book. Because that was one that said sin bin like all the time. And they're like, if you want to sound legit, you have to call it a sin bin. And I was like, nobody fucking calls it the sin bin.
I know. So my husband has played hockey literally his entire life. He still plays.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I had him try and read that with me. Because I was like, look, it's what I like, dark romance, and what you like, hockey. And we got like a third of the way in. And he's like, I can't read it anymore. If they call this thing fucking sin bin one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. And so he literally was done with it. And so that was like, no, if you actually know it, like legitimately anything about it, like.
And that's what I
see
like,
how unrealistic it is.
Yeah, like really bothered me too, is like she was talking like they're teaching the chick, whatever, like how to not sound like a noob. And everything she did, I was like, that's do your research, lady. Like,
right. Your research was reading other hockey romance books.
Right.
See, that's how I feel with, like, anything medical. Anything medical, God, I will dissect and be like, this is bullshit as I'm watching it. Because it annoys the shit out of me. Because I worked in the ER and ICU for ages.
Yeah.
I know the procedure. Like, I know all this stuff. And they'll just do stuff. I'm like, I can't even watch it. It's so obnoxious. And I get so sidetracked by, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. Like, I can't.
Yeah. It's so so anyway, that makes me really happy because I know I've seen your social stuff for that book and I was like, she seems to know what she's talking about, even just with your like socials post.
Which
I was
Kelly
very
so
excited. I do get so excited. Really excited. So
she does.
If you couldn't tell where I'm like
she's bouncing her seat.
So what's like a plot, whatever, what are you doing with it? What's happening with those the hockey?
So I wanted it to just be like a fun side project. And then it kind of got away from me and like grew. And I have to say one of the male main characters, cause there's two, might be my favorite that I've ever written. He's so good.
Ooh.
So it's essentially a sports psychologist who has like she's kind of running from her past a little bit and she's working with a team, and one day there's kind of a fluke accident and she ends up kind of realizing that one of the players on the team has had a crush on her for a really long time, and so she starts like giving it a chance, trying out a relationship with him, and then all of a sudden they get a new trade on the team and turns out to be someone from her past.
Ooh.
Who has finagled his way back onto the team because he's not very happy that she's seeing someone. And so you get this very much like tension between the male main characters of like kind of fighting over the same woman, but then there's like a lot of tension between them, like in the locker room, maybe some stuff happens. Ooh. And
hashtag threesome.
There's some twosomes and some threesomes.
Is there? Yes. Is there a male scene or two or four or ten?
There might be a couple male scenes.
Yes.
That's awesome.
In fact, my PA, she obviously read it, went through it early, and she was like, "Listen, I I feel like there was probably enough smut. But also, if you wanted to write a bonus epilogue with some more mail, because I can't get
enough, but we need more.
There's probably enough, but let's always do more.
Okay. I like that.
Actually, I've decided, I think, that I'm probably going to do a couple of these because it was actually pretty fun to write.
Awesome.
And the next one will be mail, mail, mail.
Ooh.
I love it.
I do too. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My cover designer keeps messaging me being like, are you writing that yet? Is it, can I have like the first chapter? I'm like, you're just going to have to wait.
Just gotta wait.
It's not on the docket right now. It's up.
That's in a little awesome.
Bit. Because then I also got sidetracked, and this is a secret, but I guess I can say it on here. I've been teasing a little bit, but I got sidetracked again and wrote an erotic horror with Luna K. Wicked.
Ooh.
It is a horror, like classic slasher horror movie inspired summer novella that's going to come out in August. Each chapter is named after a horror movie. And it is really good.
Brandon's over there. Like, she knows how excited I am about this.
I'm just like so if fun. You would like to turn this into an audiobook.
Oh, yeah.
I am here at your disposal. Like, that is my vibe.
Mm-hmm. God. I'm just like, what?
It is, yeah. It's super fun. It's about all the, it's like, we pitched it as kind of like classic slasher horror movie meets Agatha Christie.
Ooh.
With fun. Like a bunch of people all get invited to this retreat in the woods. Cool. And they don't really know why they're there. But then they start getting some weird messages. Some things start going down. Some people show up in masks. People get hurt. People get unalived. It's so good.
Come on, I'm killing it. Like, oh my God.
Yes, 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 yes. And then dirty things happen too.
Oh, so many.
Yes.
Oh,
God, this is, yes, girl, please. That's my...
Yes, please.
It's all my love language right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I have some exciting things coming out this summer. I'm super stoked.
That's awesome.
So I want to ask, with the chapter titles, they're each after a horror movie. Mm-hmm. Does what happened in the chapter relate to somehow with that movie, or did you just like put a bunch of horror movies for titles?
Oh, yeah. No, so you have to kind of like piece it together. But yes, each horror movie title is related to what happens in the chapter.
That's awesome. I love it.
I love that.
And there's so many like little hints. If you like pull the chapter title, you can kind of guess what's going to come a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like a really innocuous one. Like it's like chapter one, so it's not going to give anything away. But we did The Ring because they're all around the fire circle pit getting to know each other. Kind of in there, like all in a circle, and it keeps bouncing back between them in that circle. Right?
I love it.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah. I feel like I need this.
And then does somebody crawl out of the TV?
I mean, there is someone in the computer, yeah.
Ooh!
That's even better.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
It's super fun. It was like super short and super random, super fun. She kind of just was like, pitched me this idea. And I was like, yes, I'm so on board.
Yeah.
And we kind of just like busted it out and it's awesome.
That's amazing. So yeah. Kind of like going along with that, like how do you come up with the ideas for your books, especially like the super, like super dark, unhinged ones?
I don't know. chaos. No, I think they're all super different and it's super fun. And the best way I can sort of explain my weird process is I usually have like one character that speaks a lot to me. And I know that sounds weird, but for like Stealing Scarlet, I just like Morgan's voice just was so in my head. And she really just drove that story. Right. Like I just kind of felt like the vessel almost of whatever unhinged crap she wanted to put on the page. She wanted to murder another guy by sucking his soul out of his penis with her vagina teeth.
Oh my God, I love that. Is that really what you wrote?
Because Brandon was like, how do I be this person?
Chapter one.
Where is the sign up sheet for that?
It's out.
I need this to I need to be your narrator, at least for that character. I need to narrate that shit.
She is so, I really, and I, like, That one was another one where I was just like, this is really weird, but I'm just going to write it out and see what happens. And I have had so much love for that one. Like, it was just literally this month, it was in a Pride box with Little Wicked Book Box.
Oh, cool.
Yay.
And it was just so cool to see, because it is sapphic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so uplifting to see. I mean, like, it is weird and unhinged and, like, the movie Teeth. And she's a demon, but like to see people like attached to kind of the story of Scarlet, like not really feeling ever validated and finally sort of getting the love she deserved.
Yeah.
I love that it's kind of been really like as successful as it is and people have really attached to that story. Like, I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Agree. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have to ask, when it comes to your characters, so how do you create your characters? How many of them are somewhat, we won't say exactly, but based off somebody in your real life?
Influenced by, ooh, maybe?
Influenced. And how many of them have been killed in, like, the most horrendous ways? And if you have a sign-up sheet for future characters that need to be out, do you need names?
I actually, for an upcoming project, I actually just went to my street team and I was just like, look, we're going to have to kill off this dude in a really horrific way. Who's got an ex that they hate that they have murdered? Like, if you want to ask the phone at his face, give me his name. No, but I would say that there's definitely, like, I don't know, this sounds weird, but, like, in my mind, I have some, like, again, like, characters that are maybe, like, stronger voices in my head. So, like, Morgan's character was super chatty with me. Olivia's character from The Devil Within was just so strongly, formulated. And she just existed so strongly for me and spoke so loudly. And then I have some other characters who are a little bit quieter and give me more room to sort of play around. Like, Celeste was very much, like, a quieter character of mine. And that gave me a little bit more room to sort of play with, like, what did I want her to look like? How would I want her to be? Like, a foil off of Garrett a little bit more. I don't think... I have some side characters, I'm not going to lie, that are kind of based off people that I've known. And people that I have liked or not liked, depending on the character.
We approve. We approve a lot.
But the main characters really do feel like they exist in a separate realm, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, they're not figments of my imagination a little bit. They're like, they really are their own, not real, real people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That does make sense. What about, like, all your, as we've touched on it a little bit, all your super, like, intense, dark scenes, like, how, what is your process for writing those? Or, like, is it mentally taxing? Like, kind of like how you talked about doing your hockey book as, like, a palate cleanser. Like, how do you get through all these crazy scenarios?
I think sometimes, actually, those are the most validating for me to write when it's for the characters, right? Like, the last chapter of The Devil Within, I have been waiting to write forever, and it's kind of a dark chapter where this girl kind of gets a little bit of payback and she gets to, like, give someone their comeuppance here. But I've been waiting for her to have that moment, right? Like, to have that strength and to be able to sort of push herself, right? And so even some of the, like, dark ones, like in Stealing Scarlet, it got pretty dark. But it was, like, it felt like it was for the characters. Like, they needed that room, I guess, to, like, go that far in order to be fully developed a little bit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a really good perspective on it.
Thank you. Too.
And probably, like, why, or I guess sort of mirrors, like, how a lot of readers like dark romance as a way of, you know, working through trauma and stuff like that, too. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel that a lot when I write some of them, right? Like, I really do feel some of the trauma that the characters have gone through in their past, even though, again, they're fictional and I know they didn't really go through it. But being able to validate their trauma in a way that's maybe not realistic for the real world and like be able to give them that strength, is super cool. And shout out to one of my favorite humans, Dharma Day. She came out with this tiny little book. I don't even know if it's a novella, but it's called Reverence. And I alpha read it for her. And it is all this super dark story about this girl who's just like horribly mistreated in this cult and just like literally lights them the fuck up. And like, it was so fun to read, even though I know it was hard for her to write at points because it is so dark. Like, from the outside perspective, like, I loved her getting to work through that process and like find strength through her character's strength a little bit, right? So I felt the empowerment for her as she was writing it, and just like, everyone should go read Reverence if you haven't already.
That's
It's so
awesome.
good.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna add that for sure.
Yeah.
It's so tough. Like every time we talk to people, I'm like, oh no, I need to read this and this
I
and this and this and this and this.
I feel like for a lot of authors and listeners and narrators as well, is that what I hear is they will write something that they have personally been through, or maybe it's not exactly what they've been through, but it's something that can be piggybacked onto what they're writing. And in a lot of ways, that's very healing. Because you get to write about, number one, your own traumas in whatever capacity that you want to. But then you also get to write about characters making choices that maybe you wish you could have made or that you would have made if circumstances were different. I know that readers talk about that all the time about, you know, I've been through this and this and this, and I get it, even though this character went through this, but I went through this, and it all connects. And then for me as a narrator, I'm just like, I love getting to play characters where I have been through something pretty horrific and I get to like relive that situation, but make decisions that, fuck, I wish I would have had the courage to make
Have
in the
the
beginning.
outcome be different, or how you would have, like,
It's so healing.
ideally had it. Yeah. We had also an author we interviewed last year. Her book started out with the female main character. It was her suicide note. And when we were interviewing her, she was like, that was actually my letter.
Oh,
Like,
geez.
that was her own letter.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And we were like,
Oh.
holy shit. Like, just talking about it now, like, I just got
Right?
goosebumps again. Like,
Yeah.
and but she said, you know, obviously that was super difficult for her, but that was a huge healing experience
Oh
for
my
her.
God.
Right. God, and that's so vulnerable and like so personal, and to share that. But then I'm sure she had feedback of like, oh my God, I've been there. And that, in addition, just adds that community. And it's like, it's so
And that's what,
healing.
yeah, she said too. Like, she's like, she wanted other people to see that, you know, they're not
Yeah.
alone. So
Yeah.
that was awesome.
Oh.
I love that.
Oh, everyone keeps recommending these books to me that are like, you have to read this. It's so emotional. And I'm like, guys, I can't right now. Like, I can't read these emotionally draining ones.
I know. It's you gotta be like ready for
Right?
it, for sure.
No. Different
I feel like those are, because I'll start getting into those and then like, I need a palate cleanser. I need something just. And I'm not like the rom-com type, but I will just go into one of those. And I love rom-coms, but they're not my forte, but I like them. And so like when I need that in between, that's where I go. Or I'll go to like a comedy or a thriller or something. But yeah, it's
Yeah, I have to do that too, for sure.
Right. I just go to like really smutty short little ones. Like right now I have
Yeah,
Sophie
she said.
Campbell's new Hot Creeps beta just sitting in my email, and
Ooh.
that's calling my name.
Ooh, I like
And
her.
I like her lots. She's real great.
She's real great. And I like Tyler Page. Do you know her?
I know Effie personally. We're
Oh,
pals.
yeah.
I don't know
Okay.
Tyler Page personally, but I of course know of Tyler Page and
Of her? Yeah.
have read some Tyler Page, and she's amazing.
She's fantastic. And she lives real close to me.
Cool.
So, like, we have gotten to be friends, which is awesome. But anyway, she's great. And, like, her books are great. And she has a couple, like, novellas that are awesome. I love everything she writes. It's fabulous. And she's hilarious in real life, too.
So I have heard,
Cool.
so like, yeah, I don't know Tyler Page at all, like literally never never talk to her. She's gonna be like, who's this weird person that talked about me on this fucking podcast? I don't know this bitch. But like, she's like a friend of a friend that I've never talked to, right? If Tyler Page has read my book, I'm just gonna keel over, just so we're very clear on that. Like, again, like, from people who know her, I've heard she's just like so down to earth and so nice, which like,
yeah, she's amazing.
I love that.
And she's like kind of like you, like, you know, she's like, I'm agented. What? How? What? You know,
I still don't really believe that. Like, I talked to my agent today and I was like, it's my agent calling. And then I was like, what the fuck? I said,
what is the sentence that I just said?
Did I just say that? What the hell?
Okay. So what I need to know is, of all the characters you've done, FMK, which one would you fuck? Which one would you marry? And which one would you just off the island?
Oh no. all of them. No. All right.
Wait, all of them you would kick off? Like,
marry all of them.
Okay. like, that got dark real quick.
Yeah.
Shit. I was not expecting that. So I think I'm going to go with Mary first, because one of the male main characters in my new hockey one coming out, their obsession coming out in July, Dimitri, is, like, endgame. He is my favorite character I've written. I love him. So I would marry him in a heartbeat.
Is he modeled off of anybody?
That's what I was going to say. Is he modeled off your husband, or is he, like, totally different?
No, he's a little bit like, actually talking about someone to this. He's like, if you've read the Devil Knight series, and Damon is like the best book boyfriend there ever was, right? And so, like, I kind of like, if he was not a felon and played hockey and was maybe like a little bit more into knives, let's go with.
Ooh, I like where that's going.
I'm like, I already know that's her.
Yep. So that was kind of the vibe that I went with a little bit for that one. And then he took on a life of his own and became fantastic and wonderful, and I love him.
I love it.
Fuck. Probably Garrett from Devil in Disguise, because, like you guys said, he really is awful, and I love him. Kill off. I mean, if you've read The Devil Within, you should know this is coming. But the character Will from The Devil Within is gone. He's the worst. I will kill him off. He's got it coming.
It's happening.
I have a plan for him.
What advice? I'm going to go back to a serious question. What advice would you give to somebody who's thinking of becoming an author?
Oh my gosh. Actually, I'm going to repeat something that was told to me by the wonderful, amazing, and forever just exceptional Trisha Wolf.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
She told me when I was finishing The Devil in Disguise, she told me something like 90% of people who start to write a book don't finish. So the fact that you have, it may not be perfect, it may not be great, it will definitely not be the best thing you've ever written, right? It's your first one, but you finished and you did better than 90% of people, right? Yeah. And so, like, I don't know, that just made me feel so like, you know what? You're right. Like, I did this. I started something. Yeah. I saw it through. So, like, I think my advice would be to just keep going. Right. That's to listen awesome. To the characters, finish your story, and like do your thing.
And yeah, and you have even I don't know. I've had drinks, so I don't have my words now. But you actually have something tangible that you can say, I made this.
Yes.
You know? And that's really awesome. Maybe I don't want to say more fulfilling, because other people are going to be like, I fulfilled my dream and I feel fulfilled.
No, but it is really cool, especially so my cover designer and formatter for most of them is my very good friend Jenna, and I've known her 4 years. And so it actually is like, I feel a little emotional that like it's a product that like we created. Like, yeah. I wrote the story, and then she was my beautiful creative genius who made it look pretty. And, like, it's just so cool that I had the opportunity to make something with my friend that then, like, over 30,000 people downloaded. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy. That's amazing. That, it's like, that's a huge number. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm ready to go into the
I'm ready for crazy, too.
Are you ready, Lo?
I've been ready.
All right. What did we say, Brandon, before she got on? What were we going to do with her? That sounds real bad.
All right. I've got cards ready. Are you
ready? I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Lo, what we do is we put 10 fingers up. So you'll just have to tell us what your feelings are, okay? Okay. Put a finger down if you have made out with a stranger at a bar this month.
This month?
Oh, this month? Yeah. I was like, totally. This month?
This month. Okay.
No.
Put a finger down if you've suffered severe leg cramps while doing it and had to take a timeout.
Take a timeout? No.
Take a time. I've had the cramps. Yeah. Have I had to take a timeout?
No,
I
don't think so.
You keep going. You take
we'll just
time
say
out
leg
after
cramps during. Yeah.
I've had that.
Timeout after for sure.
Put a finger down if you have a sex playlist. Like 20 of them.
I have one. My friends made one in college, and they gifted it to everybody at Christmas. And then they called it the scrumping CD because we called sex scrumping because it's a fun
one.
Oh, no. That was and then I was like, I want to make another one that's like the sequel. So mine was called Scrumping Tuesday.
Scrumping.
Scrumping. I know. Isn't it amazing? And I forget that other people don't use that word, and I'll just throw it out, and people are like, what? I'm using it.
Lo, how many fingers do you have?
I have 9.
Okay. Put a finger down if your body count is higher than 10.
That's me. Am I the only one? Lo, did you put a finger down?
No. Only one.
I'm still at 9.
Oh, it says add effects during hand.
Where'd you go,
yeah, we
Kelly?
Can't see you.
It said it told me to add effects using hand gestures.
Oh, my.
Like... Matches. Yeah.
I did that earlier today when you didn't see it. It was when you couldn't hear me and you were asking me to make noises and I went, bleh, bleh, bleh.
Of course you did. All right. Okay. This one is put a finger up.
Ooh. Ooh.
If you've hooked up with an ex's family member.
Do I put a finger down if I haven't?
No. Oh, okay. No. Did you put a finger up?
Me?
Yeah. Oh no. I thought we were at the same, but we're
I'm
not.
Losing okay. this game. Okay.
Oh, just wait. Put a finger up if someone has walked in on you having sex.
Shit, I'm back to 10.
Girl, I'm back at 9. You're fine. I feel like these are all put a finger up. Hold on. Let me mix these up a little better.
Yeah. All right. Stick a finger up there, Brandon.
Oh, my fingers were up. I had, what, 2 up earlier? Put a finger down if someone cheated on their partner with you and you didn't know they were in a relationship.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, what about if I did know they were in a relationship?
I knew they were in one.
I did too.
Ooh.
And my stance is always like, that's on them, right? Like, they're making the decision to... I don't ever pursue that person. They pursued me. And then I'm like, well, you were fucking hot, so...
All right, speaking of, put a finger up if you've hooked up with your ex's closest friend.
I'm
back
that.
To 10.
Put a finger down if you've pierced your nipples or privates.
That's me and Brandon. Lo, what about
I'm
you?
I'm still 10.
We'll fix that. All right, put a finger down if you own 3 or more adult toys.
I'm at 9 now.
Did you put a finger down?
Yeah,
Lo?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Put a finger down if you've broken furniture while doing it. What does that mean?
I had to think about it.
Is that a yes?
It's
or no?
Yeah, I'm at 8.
That a girl. Put a finger down if you've hooked up with someone in the past day.
Like using my left hand. It's yeah. weird. That's what she said.
Oh.
So they both said.
I know.
Put a finger down if you've used restraints.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'm This is I'm on a roll now. I'm at 6.
I told you.
Mm-hmm. It does like even out.
Let's see this one. Put a finger down if you prefer being submissive. See, I'm a switch. I'm 100% switch. So it.
Yeah, I'm a switch too, but I like being submissive more.
I've moved to 5, so that answers that question for me.
Yeah. I will tell you what, if somebody asks me to dominate them, then I'm like, fuck you. No.
Because that's not your way of being dominant at all.
Right, exactly.
Fuck you now. Put a finger down if you've done it in the woods. And caveat, put another finger down if you've gotten to tick up your ass.
Ew. Oh. Ugh.
I just made that up, so that was great. No. put a finger down if a couple has asked you to have sex with them.
Mm.
I have a story about that.
Did you put a finger down, Brandon?
I put a finger down.
Lo, did
I
you?
I did.
Yeah.
I have a weird pineapple story involving my neighbors.
Oh, my God. Can you tell, tell it, please?
Okay. So, I live in like a neighborhood and we have like really nice, normal neighbors, really nice, normal neighbors. And then there's like that one fucking house, right? Where there's like, you just are like, what the fuck is happening there? They're definitely like, there's drug deals going down on the front lawn. And we're like, this is not that kind of place, guys. Like, you're not being sneaky. Like, it's just chaos.
Yeah.
She, at one point, there was a husband. And then we all watched one day when, like, a U-Haul showed up and she started throwing all his shit on the lawn and he had to, like, pack it. Yeah, no, like, it's that one house. It's pretty interesting to, like, watch them. So
yes.
It was.
I would be camped out on the front porch constantly.
Well, we were
with your drink just being like, yep.
So it was a little while ago. It was this winter. She shows up at my door dressed, like, in, like, a business casual clothes. Like, she's in a fucking pencil skirt with some dude. And she's like, we just brought you guys a pineapple to introduce you to my new boyfriend. And okay, in my defense, I didn't know. So I just said, thank you so much. That's so nice of you guys. And I took the pineapple. And my husband was like upstairs showering and he comes downstairs and he goes, why the fuck is there a pineapple? And I was like, oh, the weird neighbors and her new boyfriend bought it. And he was like, you accepted it? And I said, should I not have accepted it? And he was like, you know what that means, right? And I was like, clearly not.
You're like, it's a tropical fruit. Like, what?
And so we had to explain it to me. So then we, like, in our little neighborhood group text, I asked my friend who's about my age, who lives a couple doors down, like, cute, blonde, younger, right? And she's like, yeah, we got a pineapple too. I also thought it was weird. And I was like, do you also know this is a swinging thing? She's like, what the hell? Why'd I accept the pineapple? Did you take the pineapple? I was like, yes. And then we asked our other neighbors who were like, their kids are like grown, like they're kind of older, moving towards retirement. They did not get a pineapple. And my husband like had a full on, I told you so moment.
That's amazing. How did they, well, because you're all out watching all their shenanigans, so they know who looks like what. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, so that was wow. So now we like avoid them like the play, like he'll like be outside. The other day he was like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, nope. And I like ran back.
He's like, I don't. He was like, absolutely not going at all. No.
You guys are fucking weird.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm in
three. No. We've all had interesting things.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm at 3.
I
Kelly's
have 2.
At 2. Lil, what
three.
Are you at?
Woo! Perfect.
All right. Put a finger up if you've accidentally discovered any of your parents' R or X-rated accessories. No.
I'm at 3.
All right. Put a finger down if someone has photographed or painted a nude portrait
painted?
Of
you. Painted? That's amazing.
And if so, you have to
like
say,
your French girls.
Exactly. I was going to say, you have to say, paint me like one of your
paint
French
me like
girls.
One of your French girls.
Painted? I love that it's specified.
It says photographed or painted.
Put a finger.
Lo, did you put a finger
I
down
did.
For that?
So we're all at 2?
Everybody's at 2.
It was amazing. Okay.
Yes.
Put a finger down if you've helped someone trim, wax, or shave down there.
Oh. No.
If you have any pregnant friends, I feel like we've all had to help each other at some point mm-hmm. with that bullshit. Because you can't see it or do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. No.
What are we all at? 1, 1, and 2?
1, 1, 2. Yeah.
Put a finger down if you've given or received a golden shower.
Ew.
Ew.
Oh. Brandon. Were you?
It wasn't something I wanted. I could go the rest of my life without it. Okay. Put a finger down if you've used a mouth gag.
Like a.
That's. I'm out.
I'm at 1.
We're going to get low down there. Put a finger down if you like being spanked.
I mean, yeah. Wait, we're all out.
Are you done?
Are you out?
Okay, well, it is almost 1 p.m. my time.
Yeah.
So we should probably wrap it up. But I mean, obviously, could talk to you for forever. Yeah. This is amazing. I have a random question. So since you don't have your video on, you like to be more anonymous. What do you do? What do you do? And or what are you going to do at events? Are you going to let people see your face?
So my favorite advice was Ember Nicole, who always does the mask. She was like,
I love Ember.
She's the funniest human being. She was talking to some of us and she was like, look, I got to tell you, the mask is really great because no one can see if you look hot and annoyed and tired. And I was like, I kind of love that idea, but I don't think I could pull it off.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to rock it.
If you're like, what the fuck is this person talking about? And you're just like.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be us.
That's us. Yeah. But anyway, I would think like having a mask on the entire time would be difficult.
Like on the one hand, I get it. It's kind of nice to have the like anonymity and like you can have your own life. But like, I also think and hope that most readers are really respectful of people having a personal life and like totally sharing pictures of authors they love. And I, you know, that's amazing. And I appreciate that, but not like blasting and like, you know, doxing authors or anything like that. I think most readers are really respectful about that. So, I feel good about that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I do feel like the people, the readers who are at events, I mean, those tickets aren't cheap. Right. So they're actual fans and they're respectful.
Yeah.
So.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Plus, like, several people know me in real life. Like, I've met several people who are going to be there, and they're like, why the fuck? Like, some of my friends are going to be there, and they're like, why the fuck would you wear a mask? We're just going to take it off because that's stupid. We know who you are.
Aw. You're like, but not everybody knows.
Right. But
I do, like, I think it's kind of fun. You can be like, if you want to see my face,
come to the event.
You got to come to this event. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to go for it. Thank you so much. This was great. I know we chat on Instagram, but this was so
much fun. This was awesome. I really appreciate you guys having me on here. And anytime you need someone to like fill in a void, you want to like have me pop in with another author and like play finger up game.
I love it.
Yes, that would be amazing because you're super fun. Thank you. So
yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys, and have a good morning. Night.
Thank you. Thanks. You too.
Can't wait to see you soon.
I know. I'll see you guys in a couple.
So fun.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Yay! Thank you, Lo. That was amazing.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, she's super great. And I'm so happy to be back here with you.
Me too. I miss this.
I do too. It makes me happy.
Me too.
And yeah. And so we'll be here all summer long having fun cocktails. So if you have one that you want to suggest for us to try on the next episode.
I will have mine ready to go.
Let us know.
Yeah. Send us and then, or we'll have our own. But either way, who's going to get us the most drunk is the question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Love you, babe.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.